Let's bring in Pat Pagano once again. Pat, miserable start to the day yesterday, but an absolutely gorgeous end of the day.
We had two of those.
Back to back.
Yeah, and we may have another one like that on Monday. But prior to that, I think you'll find today to be a nice day. Partly sunny, low 80s, low humidity. Partly cloudy tonight, mid 50s. Now, for Saturday, it's cloudy. We could get some late showers. They are so insignificant. Do not worry. Do not cancel your plans because of this chance of late showers in the mid-70s. Now, Sunday's a different story. A little bit of sun early, then showers and thunderstorms will bubble up in the afternoon. They will definitely be more widespread and definitely more significant in the mid-70s. And it is those showers that will end Monday, followed by partly sunny skies, and we go to 80 to 85 Monday afternoon. So, again, as far as which day over the weekend will have more showers, it's definitely Sunday and not Saturday.
Yeah, well, so I guess, well, you know, but, you know, yesterday, I have to tell you, my knees yesterday, I could barely walk. The ups and downs of the weather really, really make it bad. But today, I know it's going to be a good day. Why? My knees are great. They're absolutely great. Yesterday was a real bad day. Oh, gosh. But anyway, enough about me. All I know is that yesterday turned into a beautiful, beautiful day. And as bad as my knees felt, I'm going to say this. I actually managed to get up and go. It was so warm. I figured the warmth outside was going to help the knees. And it did a little. It got a little bit better in the afternoon. You know, I didn't walk around a lot. I kind of stood and 5 minutes, 6 minutes at a time. But it appeared to help. So, I don't know. Maybe it's all in my mind. I don't know.
Maybe we have to start something new, and we could call this, let me see, we could call it MKI, the Marshall's Knee Index.
The Marshall Knee Index, that's it.
Yes, and you know, we could see what Marshall's knees are doing in the morning and project what kind of a day it's going to be from that point on.
Yeah, I think we're onto something there. I think we're onto something there. Or you're onto something there. I'm not onto something there.
Well, you know, the body is the best forecaster of weather. You know that. Corns and bunions and things like that, they all swell up when low pressure is approaching. So people with arthritis and things like that, that all gets worse as low pressure and moisture approaches. And gets better on the opposite side. So, what is more fail-proof than that? I don't think anything.
Well, you talk about the weather this weekend, and Saturday you say it's going to be okay, right?
Not bad.
I mean, there's a rabies vaccination clinic going on at Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 10 to 12. There's a march to end gun violence on the Salisbury Town Green Saturday at 10 a.m. Sunday, takeout pancake breakfast, Sharon Volunteer Ambulance from 7 to 10:30, but also Sunday, the Copake Grange is having they're turning it into the Cupcake Grange. They're having a fundraiser where people can sample 500 cupcakes, $1 a sample, to raise funds.
Wow.
And also they're dedicating a big watering urn up in Norfolk on Sunday afternoon as well. So you think that Sunday is a day where there are going to be more important showers?
Yes, they'll become more widespread in the afternoon. So, again, if you have to make outdoor plans, base it more on Saturday than Sunday.
More on Saturday than Sunday, okay. All right, so now, but you're still going up to the...
I don't know. I don't think so. Because Sunday's not going to be nice. Truthfully, to go up there, and I'm talking, you know, to go up there for the day... I don't have to worry about tolls, but, you know, with gas, I just don't know if it's worth my while to go up there Saturday and come back Saturday night. I really don't want to sleep there if it's going to get damp. I really don't. So I may just, next week we have to go because we have the dinner dance. But this week is not a must. So I may just, take it off.
And so the dinner dance is now official.
Well, not yet. We're close to 70 people. The catering hall's for 75. We'll call the catering hall this weekend and see if they'll let us go on 70. If they do, thumbs up. If they don't, we're going to have to cancel it.
All right. You know what I really love about it? I found out over the past week or two about streaming, the streaming services.
Okay.
I like the fact that I can single out shows like Seinfeld, and I can go back and I can pick the show I want to see.
Yeah, right.
Like I picked the one yesterday where Kramer was, hitting golf balls into the ocean, and at the end, George was at the ocean. He said he was a big ocean person, and a whale came up, a beached whale. And it's just a funny story about how George went on top of the whale, and he pulled a golf ball out of the blowhole. And he was telling this story to Kramer and stuff. And if you watch the show, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And I just said to myself, you know what? I wonder if I could find that. And I found that particular show in a matter of like a minute and a half. This is why the networks, streaming is killing the networks. You can see anything you want, and you can call it up with literally in 60 seconds.
I wonder, is anybody showing, you probably don't know this, but is anybody showing like all the I Love Lucy episodes?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. Everything's out there.
See, that's
great. You have to search services and, go from one service to another. But once you do the search for it, it's amazing. So you can watch anything you want from your past. And literally it takes about a minute and a half to search. And that's really convenient.
But what if you don't have the streaming service that has that on there?
Well, what you do is you type in the name, you search for the show you want.
Right.
And it'll show you the options. It'll show you can watch this on this, you can watch this on this, you can watch this on this.
I got you.
So you have options, and if you don't want that, if you don't have that streaming service, well, then you can't watch it.
That's a great thing, yeah.
But I've lined up all my services now. Like I say, because I got Prime, I get a lot of free things, and great movies from Amazon. And then because I have the Fire Stick, I have options to Disney Plus, to Discovery Plus, to Paramount, which is CBS. Peacock, which is NBC. I have access with Fubo to everything else, Hulu and stuff like that. So I'm covered, and my cable bill totally comes to about, including the internet service, about $175 a month.
That's really good.
Yeah. So.
You did good. You did good, Marshall.
So that's really nice. You could pick out, I want to watch. There was a McHale's Navy that I wanted to watch, and you type in some information, it pops up from the 50s.
That's just great. I mean, like, say you wanted to watch I Love Lucy, but you wanted to watch the one in the candy factory with Ethel.
Yeah, you can search anything.
And you can search that and just go to get that rather than try to figure out, do I have to watch the whole series?
It's amazing. All I can tell you is I love it.
That's great. I'm glad you're happy. I haven't been watching too much TV this week, so.
Well, it's just a really nice. It's a really convenient service, and sooner or later, the people that watch, like, I don't watch America's Got Talent and shows like that, but if I'm looking through the news and I see something, an interesting clip. Once again, I go to the TV, and I find the episode, and I watch the person perform.
Right.
I don't have to watch the whole show.
Right. Well, that's great.
I never turn on America's Got Talent or any of those shows. But if I see something that looks good, I can go watch that. I can go to it. It's pretty amazing. It really is. It's pretty amazing. Well, that's a and folks, I don't own stock in any of the streaming companies.
Right.
I am not. It's just true. The way we watch TV now has changed forever. Changed forever. And they have ratings for these shows because they sell them in reruns. So, you know, the more people that watch the reruns, the more the reruns cost the services to show. So it's a win-win situation. Well, let's talk about our win-win situation, maybe win-lose situation for the weekend forecast.
Again, not a problem today. Fair sky is low 80s. There is a chance of a couple of light showers late tomorrow, mid-70s, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday afternoon.
Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
Do the same, Marshall. Be safe, everybody. See you Monday.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with the weekend forecast.